She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Oh, what's up, Wisconsin? And wherever else you may be, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're working to get the president of Reproductive Freedom for All, Mini Timaraju, on the program. As we continue to work on that, it gives me an opportunity to jump into a couple of other topics with my good friend Calvin on the board, part of the Maggie Dawn Show production team. Thanks, Calvin, for getting these sounds together. I want to start with this question that was asked at one of the Latino voter town halls that Donald Trump did last week, because this was the question for all the marbles. This guy identifies as a Republican, and then he asks the question. Calvin, this is going to be cut 17. Let's take a listen.
I am a Republican, no longer registered, though. I want to give you the opportunity to try to win back my vote. Okay. Your, I'd say, action and maybe inaction during your presidency and the last few years sort of, you know, was a little disturbing to me. You know, what happened during January 6th and the fact that, you know, you waited so long to take action while your supporters were attacking the Capitol. Coronavirus, I thought the public was misled during coronavirus, and that many more lives could have been saved if we would have been informed better. And also people in your administration who don't support you. I'm curious how people so close to you and your administration no longer want to support you, so why would I want to support you? If you would answer these questions for me, I would really appreciate it and give you the opportunity. There's, you know, your own vice president doesn't want to support you now.
Thank you, Ramiro.
So the people that don't support are a very small portion. We have a tremendous, about 97% of the people in the administration support me. But because it's me, somebody doesn't support, they get a little publicity. The vice president, I disagree with him on what he did. I totally disagreed with him on what he did. Very importantly, you had hundreds of thousands of people come to Washington. They didn't come because of me. They came because of the election. They thought the election was a rigged election, and that's why they came. Some of those people went down to the Capitol. I said peacefully and patriotically, nothing done wrong at all, nothing done wrong. And action was taken, strong action. Ashley Babbitt was killed. Nobody was killed. There were no guns down there. We didn't have guns. The others had guns, but we didn't have guns. And when I say we, these are people that walked down. This was a tiny percentage of the overall, which nobody sees and nobody shows. But that was a day of love from the standpoint of the millions. It's like hundreds of thousands. It could have been the largest group I've ever spoken before. They asked me to speak. I went and I spoke. And I used the term peacefully and patriotically. If you look at the Democrats, what they say, you look at Maxine Waters and you look at Hillary Clinton and you look at what they say, and they don't put that on. They only put Republicans on. But they couldn't get me because of the fact that I said everything's got to be peaceful and patriotic. And we'll see how it all works out. But I think that we're right now in another election. We want, all I want is honest elections. I'm willing to take any chance. I want honest elections.
Wow. And then let's take this sound. This is going to be cut 24.
But the level of lying is just incredible. I mean, to a point where I can't even imagine it's legal. I was asking some of these lawyers, some of the top guys, I said, can they absolutely, you know, 2 weeks before an election, go out and do an ad where every one of your policies are the exact opposite? Isn't that election interference? And isn't that fraud? And isn't there a court that can do something about that?
I just want you to put those two statements from the former MAGA president together. It was not peaceful. It was not patriotic. He incited a riot. He incited an insurrection. And people were killed that day, not just Ashley Babbitt, But officers end up dying of heart attacks, suicide. It's terrible. And yes, his supporters had guns. And this was the guy that wanted them to take down the magnetrons. So that, you know, why would he ask for the mags to be taken down if nobody had any weapons, huh? Doesn't even make sense. It was not peaceful and patriotic. And he did nothing for 3 hours. And he's lying about it. And he wants to talk about courts getting involved with other candidates lying. It's just disgusting. But I'm really excited. We do have Mini Timaraju just joined us. She is the president of the Reproductive Freedom for All organization. So happy to have you, Mini. You're going to be out canvassing with Senator Baldwin. Tell us about it.
Well, we've done a couple events with her already today. We're driving to Oshkosh from Waukesha. It's been high energy. Everywhere we've gone, there's been a ton of folks showing up to block walk, to knock doors, to canvas. This is where we're winning, you know, the energy, the enthusiasm, the ground game, it's on our side. And it feels good.
I'm sure it does. I'm so happy that you are out there banging on the doors and rallying people to the cause. When you think of our ground game, of the Democrats' ground game, how do you compare that to what you're seeing from the other side?
I mean, I've been to many battleground states in the last couple of weeks. Wisconsin is no exception. We have the people on our side. You know, the Republicans are flooding the airways, as you've seen here in the state. A lot of dark money, a lot of super PAC money, really problematic. You know, in your case here, you've got Eric Hovde, who's like self-financing his campaign. And it's disturbing, right? There's a lot of advertising, but there's no replacement for actual direct conversation, voter to voter, on the ground. And they just do not have it. You know, I'm not seeing the canvassers. We're not seeing the grassroots energy. I mean, you've seen it. Folks leaving Trump rallies early. Meanwhile, every single Democratic rally, I saw Barack Obama in Arizona, standing room only in Tucson. I'm going to be in Texas in a couple of days for Kamala Harris. And listen, Tammy Baldwin, right here, your superstar senator, right here is packing rooms in every place we're going. You know, the fact that it was standing room only in Waukesha, which is a critical, you know, swing, really hard district, a really hard county in the state, a bellwether county, if you will, it says a lot.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Folks, that's Mini Timaraju. She's the president and CEO of Reproductive Freedom for All. And I will not hesitate to mention the first woman of color and immigrant to helm the organization, which I think is just damn cool. She's got 25 years of experience leading efforts to advance reproductive rights. Mini, when you think about how the Republicans in the last 30 days have basically tried to completely whitewash and lie to voters about their position on reproductive freedom, including Eric Hovde, including numerous Republican candidates up and down the ballot, including the former MAGA cult leader, well, current cult leader, former MAGA president. What is your response when you're talking to voters about what they're saying now?
God, it's really quite astounding, right, to see that folks will say anything when they finally figure out they're wrong and they're on the wrong side of history. You've got these Republicans who created this mess, specifically Donald Trump, right? It's his extreme Supreme Court justices who overturned Roe. It's his court. He has blood on his hands. He is responsible for the deaths of women like Amber, Nicole Thurman, and Candy Miller in Georgia. He is responsible for the women who've almost died of sepsis. There's a new Kamala Harris ad out today that I really hope folks will watch. It's about a couple in Texas where the woman almost died of sepsis. It's disturbing. We've seen a lot of these ads. They're quite graphic about showing her medical crisis. But we have to show people, right? We have to show people this is the America Donald Trump wrought. We have 22 states with abortion bans and restrictions. We have the highest rates of maternal mortality in states where these bans are in place. And Republicans are saying things like, you know, let's leave it to the states. Well, you know what that means? that means we're leaving it to people like, you know, Greg Abbott in Texas and, you know, potentially Eric Hovde here to let women die in states with bans. And that's unconscionable. It's disqualifying. It's a sacred duty. I've been saying this to canvassers today. It's our sacred duty to get out the vote and make sure women can live in this country and women can survive in this country during pregnancy.
I was going to ask you about that very fact, Minnie. Thank you for bringing it up. We have seen a new analysis that came out just within this last week that in nearly every state that has banned abortion, the number of women receiving abortions actually increased between 2020 and the end of 2023, and that maternal mortality is up in those places. There was just a study as well, and I believe it was the Journal of American Pediatrics, again, coming out this week, reporting from CNN that infant mortality rates are up higher than expected following Roe v. Wade. When you're talking to voters or canvassers, what do you say to people about, hey, I understand if you have a religious or other belief about abortion, but here are the facts. This is what's happening. Infants and babies are dying, and in the states it's banned, there's more abortions than there was before.
So what we know is reproductive freedom and the freedom to decide if, when, and how to have a family resonates across demographics, including independents and Republicans, including self-identified, you know, evangelicals, Christian conservatives, because it's about bodily autonomy. It's about the fact that nobody believes that politicians are better equipped to make these decisions than the pregnant person, their faith, and their provider, period. So if you believe that we should make decisions about our own bodies, that we are most qualified to make decisions with counsel of our own providers, and if we believe in the faith, our faith, you know, leader, then you don't support these abortion bans. You support reproductive freedom. And what we're asking for is the freedom to once again have control. And it's about power and control, you know, it's about taking that power and control away from individuals. So look, you know, we are winning with faith communities. We are winning in these ballot measures in these really tough states like Kansas and Kentucky and Montana. We've won on this issue because freedom-loving independents and conservatives and folks of faith have crossed over to support this issue.
I think it is resonating in a way that Republicans are clearly afraid of. And
yeah, they didn't anticipate this, right? They didn't anticipate it.
No, it's why Donald Trump keeps lying about the fact that everybody wanted it this way. No, everybody except for women who care about standing on equal footing with men as they participate in politics, society, corporate boardrooms, and their family decisions. It's that simple. Minnie, what's your closing message to voters here in Wisconsin?
Look, Tammy Baldwin, you are incredibly blessed with the champion that is Tammy Baldwin. She is the primary lead, the author, the lead sponsor of the Women's Health Protection Act. This is the bill that would codify and protect the protections of Roe v. Wade in all 50 states. It would restore Roe v. Wade. We need Tammy Baldwin back in the Senate. We need Kamala Harris at the top of the ticket. We gotta win the White House. We gotta take back Congress in order to pass this legislation and restore our fundamental freedoms. Donald Trump and Eric Hovde will ban abortion nationwide, and it is MAGA extremist courts that led us to this devastating outcome, losing Roe. So you have a chance to do something incredibly important. You have power here to help us save the country from this nightmare.
Folks, that is Minnie Timiraju, president and CEO of the Reproductive Freedom for All organization, canvassing nationwide to help defend women's right to choose and reproductive freedom for all. Thank you so much, Minnie. Keep it locked, folks. I'll be back after these brief messages talking more about Donald Trump's failure to answer the question of this election and his constant stream of lies. That's next here on the Civic Media Radio Network.